I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. In 1796, when George Washington declined a third term, the United States held its first competitive presidential election. That contest pitted John Adams against Thomas Jefferson, and it revealed a weakness contained in Article 2, Section 1 of the Constitution. Under those original provisions, members of the Electoral College cast two votes, with no distinction made between votes for president and vice president. The candidate with the greatest number of votes, which in 1796 was John Adams, won the presidency. The runner-up, Thomas Jefferson in this case, became vice president. But Adams and Jefferson were political rivals, and they worked at cross purposes throughout Adams's presidency. The resulting dysfunction spurred Congress to pass, and the states to ratify, the 12th Amendment in 1804. It begins with this sentence:
"The electors shall meet in their respective states and vote by ballot for president and vice president, one of whom, at least, shall not be an inhabitant of the same state with themselves."
All presidential elections since have operated under this provision. It's often the case in business that it takes real-world experience to reveal problems and weaknesses. Such can be the case with your commercial insurance coverage. If experience has revealed potentially costly gaps in your coverage, it's time to sit down with a Hibbs Hallmark commercial insurance professional for a no-cost review. Visit HibbsHallmark.com.